Agent Skeeter Perkins pulled the rented sedan off the main highway and slowly made his way up the rural back road. He focused on his destination, a secluded oil field, as he maneuvered around locals desperately trying to sneak a peek. This was normally a sleepy little town, about 30 miles outside of Houston, where nothing of consequence ever happened. A body was big news in these parts, an event the locals didn't want to miss. Mixed in with the curious but harmless natives were various news outlets, reporters, and cameramen, a little more creative in their zest for that one great shot. Skeet knew the competition was fierce, and each station sent their best men and women in hopes of scooping their rivals as they reported the breaking news. Confirmation the murders were connected had reached the national syndicates. Anchors with the biggest networks debated everything from the mental stability of a serial killer to safety tips for the average American. Skeet hit the button to roll down the driver's side window and casually flipped open his credentials as he approached the stoic lawman positioned to block the public from entering the scene. Within seconds, he was waved forward, around the barricade, and onto a makeshift parking area among the tall weeds. He stepped from the vehicle and paused to take in his surroundings. The medical examiner already had a transport wagon parked among the marked units, various paramedic vehicles, and unmarked sedans that most likely belonged to the violent crimes detectives already working the scene. His forensics team hadn't arrived yet, but he knew they couldn't be far behind. Unfortunately, that meant his boss, Supervisory Special Agent Frank Dumas, would also be arriving any minute. Skeet wasn't in the mood to deal with the pompous fool. He had a scene to process and a sadistic killer to track. With any luck, the media whore, also known as SSA Dumas, would spend his time hobnobbing with reporters in hopes of getting the proverbial 15 minutes on screen. Skeet turned his back on the vehicles and surveyed the area. Texas truly was filled with wide open spaces, another world completely when compared to his hometown of Chicago. And still, violent and senseless death tainted the air as it destroyed the lives of another unsuspecting family. The sun had nearly set over the horizon, replacing the clear blue, serene space overhead with a vibrant orange display that looked mystical and surreal somehow. Skeet was taken by surprise, amazed he could pause at such a horrible time to enjoy the beautiful and magnificent splendor Mother Nature offered in comfort? Balance? Now, that was a question for another time and place. He sighed, took a deep breath, and tried to focus on the task ahead as he surveyed the area. Birds chirped in the distance, and a gust of wind kicked up, flapping the bottom edge of his leather trench coat before moving on to create a small dust devil that finally settled in a crop of aspen a few yards away. It would have been a peaceful, pleasant evening if not for the body. Another innocent girl, traumatized and discarded by a madman. Skeet knew the scene all too well. He didn't have to see it to know what he would find just over the ridge line. At least the girl was out of sight, protected from the gawkers, cameras, and the madness. He closed his eyes and once again tried to focus, to relax his mind and utilize all of his senses. He felt a slight breeze in the air as it gently flitted across his warm skin, smelled the dust and smoke from the oil rigs, and listened to the cheerful tune of a nearby bird as he tried to prepare himself for the offensive scene that waited just a few yards away. He'd never been to Texas before, but he thought, under different circumstances, he might actually find it pleasant and relaxing. He sighed deeply, only allowing himself a few seconds before he straightened and moved forward. His long strides took him to the yellow tape and the uniformed officer stationed to protect the inner perimeter in a matter of seconds. "Agent Skeeter Perkins," he offered, before the man could turn him away.